Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message is the closing session of the Profound Mountain of the Lord 2018 camp, entitled 25 to 50. The title of today's message is The Master Key to Receiving More. In this teaching, Bishop Dag will reveal secrets that enable you to become a mighty spirit-filled Christian. The message will combat the shallowness of Christians who do not become mighty because they lack depth and faith to receive what they are supposed to from the Lord. In today's teaching, Bishop Dag will reinforce the importance of being a spiritual Christian who reads, listens, prays, and asks questions in order to go deeper and to receive more anointing and power.
Father, we are thankful for everything you give to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, how many are blessed so far? Now, the master key to receiving more. One of the reasons why people do not become mighty men is because as they are in the cave of Adullam, they don't receive much. And the reason why they don't receive much, they could have learned a lot from David. They could have learned a lot from the grace of God that was there. But they did not receive much. So they did not have much faith to operate upon, to fight with lion-like men and other forms of giants that were to come up in the future. So, sometimes I look at people who have been around and I realize that they've not received what they could have received. That you're actually looking at something, but you are not receiving. So that's why sometimes you see someone and the person will say, I come from this church or this ministry, but you don't see the semblance or the connection. And the reason is because you can be around, but you don't receive. You can be born in somebody's house, but you don't receive. Amen. So, you must make it a point to receive more and more and more faith. And so we've seen a few ways to increase this great faith, faith which is going to give you an unstoppable, invisible, supernatural power to back you in all that you are doing. And the first way of receiving more and more is hearing. It says faith comes by hearing. And the second way is seeing. Because the Bible says that when the people saw Goliath, they were full of fear. And when Peter saw the wind and the waves, his faith disappeared. And Jesus said, how come you have so little faith? You know, why did you fear? So he was afraid. Fear is negative faith. So if you are relating with somebody, the person mistrusts you and fears so many things about you, the person basically lacks faith. And that's what leads to the fear. All right? And then, actions is the third way. So it's seeing, hearing, and acting. Doing little things, or I would say acting on little things. And we have seen many little things that show your faith. And I don't have the exact statistic, but what I do know is that many of the commandments are little things. Because his commandments are not grievous. So much of God's commandments are small things. And we went through the old prophet and the young prophet. And the young prophet, you saw that he did all the big things. He prophesied, he did signs and wonders, he showed a sign of the future King Josiah, and it came to pass. Josiah came later, and he burnt false prophets on that very altar. All right? Those were the big things. But the small thing that the Lord said to him, do not eat bread in Bethel. But the old somebody who knew that this was a genuine man of God, an older person. You see, older people admire young people. Like as we were having our praise time, worship, all the older people were standing there in admiration. You know, it's true. In awe. Bishop Eddie says in awe. So we are full of admiration and awe. Yes. As we see the younger people serving God and, I mean, having faith in the reality of God. And instead of being at a nightclub tonight, and instead of being smoking weed tonight, instead of smoking cigarettes tonight, you've chosen to spend from Monday up to Friday right here. So a blessing will come upon you. And then the older brothers and sisters are in awe. So the old prophet was in awe of the younger prophet and called him to come back. He wanted to just to be with him. You know, so he told him, oh, he said, no, I can't do this little thing. I can't do it. He said, no. God also told me. But he knew that that's what, you know, the younger prophet would. Listen to God told me that you should eat here. He said, come home with me. Now, when, for instance, a sister realized that you are a spiritual brother, you know, then she'll start saying that, oh, she's interested in missions, or she's reading this scripture, she read this scripture, or she'll come early for outreach because she knows that that is you, that's what are the things that work on you. You get it? So they show. And I've seen people sharing quiet times. I've seen people who look far less spiritual after getting married. But before they got married, they seem to be flowing in everything. Yes. So you have to watch people when they are not thinking you are watching them. That's the best time to see somebody in real life. Always watch people when they are not aware that you are watching them. But when people are aware that you're watching them, they have all these special things. You know? Yeah. And once they don't know that you're watching, that's when the real person manifests. So the old prophet knew that the young prophet, he was accurate and really connected to heaven. You know? So he used that thing. He said, oh, God said you should eat. God said I should eat. Wow. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink no water, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. Verse 18. And he said to me, I am also a prophet and an angel. You said God's word. Why say an angel? He said, bring him back to your house and that he may eat bread. You see, so but it really worked. Whatever deception is coming your way will not work in Jesus' name. Then we see also the Sabbath in Jeremiah 17. That God said, don't carry a bag. No, I'll carry it. It's nothing. It's just from here to here. He said, don't carry a bag through the gate of Jerusalem on Saturday. And he said, if you don't do what I'm saying, the last verse of Jeremiah 17, put it up there. He said, I will light a fire in Jerusalem. If you will not hearken to me to hallow the Sabbath day, to not bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. No, serious. So I want everybody here to respect missionaries. I want you to respect the little thing. That's how your faith comes alive. So that something little has been said to you. Don't trivialize any of the things that are being said. Don't trivialize them. You immediately know someone when the person has a certain way of responding to what he thinks is trivial. Yes, you can see it. And such people, they don't do well. You think you are doing well because you're doing the big things. Yeah. So most people come with what they think is important. That's actually part of our lives, what we think is important. And God sometimes has to re-educate you on what is important. Now, hearing and receiving. What I realize is that you can hear something, but there is a way to receive. Because I can give people tips. I realize that they don't receive what you should receive. That's what I find. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. This is a master key to receiving. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Amen. Which thou hast what? Received. Amen. Which thou hast received. Which thou hast heard and received. So hearing and receiving, they are different things, but they are often related. Hold fast and repent. All right? So God is saying, showing us that you can receive more. You see, there is a mantle on my life. There's an anointing on my life. It's that anointing, the Holy Spirit, who has done all the works that have been done in this mission since we started. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's none of them is my idea or anything like that. All the churches, the work, everything. Each one is, you don't even know what is coming in 2 weeks. You just, the Lord says this, and then you just keep moving. Yes. So that mantle is something you must walk in. Yes. You must catch something. Yes. So when you look at people who came close to Kenneth Hagin, a number of us received something. Yes, a number of us actually received something. So he said in Revelation, he says, remember what thou hast received, how thou hast received and heard. So you must hear and receive. And the receiving is by the hearing. Now, people don't receive enough and then they walk away. It's like you are filling your tank and then you just put it in. Okay, thank you, bye. Hardly even a gallon will get in. But you can't deny that you can't say you didn't go to the petrol station. You did go to the petrol station. You did start filling. You did receive a gallon or two. But it's really, you can't say that you've got anything for a journey. Yes. So I can give you all the Hagin messages and tapes. I can give you Daddy Wadmill's preaching. Plenty. It doesn't mean you will actually catch the anointing or receive it. Because you are not hearing well and receiving well. Psalm 62 verse 11. Psalm 62. It says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard. You see, I didn't hear only once. God spoke once, but I heard twice. God spoke once, but I heard twice. It is because people don't hear it well. That is why they don't actually receive. God has spoken once, twice have I heard the same thing. When I listen to a message, it's like you are hearing news. When you listen again, you start to notice some staccato points. When you listen again, then you start to, things start to come. And then it comes again, and it comes again, and it comes again. But you see, you can't say you have not heard. You heard it. That's why I say that people can receive, but will not really receive what they need for a certain type of journey. Yes. That's why you have a lot of people. I'm telling you why some people don't become mighty. If you don't listen in a certain way, you will, honestly, you will have heard it or heard of it. But you will never be something. That's one day. I can't lie to you. Yeah. I can't lie to you. You will listen to podcasts. You will hear it. It will be funny to you, but you will not receive power. Yeah. Because I can give you the same Hagin message, but you will not have that effect on. I can give you everything I have. And you will not get anything. You will not get anything. But there are people who, there are people who learn from Hagin, even like Kenneth Copeland, Fred Price, and others. Yeah. And they believe in that God will give me money. I believe I receive. The last time I checked, Kenneth Copeland is supposed to be worth $780 million. It's almost a billionaire. Like wealth, according to their faith. Yes. With his own airport. Yes. And Bishop Oyedepo also claims that he is a follower of Kenneth Copeland. So when he says, when I walk in my hangar, that his own hangar at his airport in Nigeria, he says it's just like the one in Houston or whatever, where Kenneth Copeland has his aeroplanes. Yeah. So you say you are following somebody, you know, we must see the connection. We must see the connection. Yes, the resemblance. Yes. God has spoken once, twice. I have heard it, that power belongs to God. This same thing, I heard it twice. So, you see, when you see people who listen to podcasts, you can see that they are connected. But being connected does not mean you have a certain anointing and a certain power with you. Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know, many times when I preach, you know, when you are a preacher and you preach 100 times, maybe out of the 100 times, maybe some people will notice, wow, this is very powerful. Almost every time I experience that, where it's like, it's very powerful, I laugh within myself because those are the times when I am downloading what I have received more directly. Or you don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. Like if you preach 100 times, maybe 50 times, they say it's very powerful. 50 times is normal. But I laugh to myself. And I always look, I said, these people, they don't listen to messages. If they listen to messages, they will have become very great. They don't receive. 1 John 1:1. 1 John 1:1. So I'm ending this camp with this point that you must receive. You can't stand by a petrol station and be complaining you have no fuel for the journey. Your father cannot be a baker, or your mother, you can't be looking for bread in town. when in your house there is a bakery. I lived one day somewhere, there was a bakery on the floor below. I never lacked bread in that house. Fresh, they wake up at 3 a.m. and they bake in the night. Yes. And it comes upstairs. Kashi kalabashabara. I never lack bread. I never lack special things from the bakery. Yes. And I like visiting that particular person because his house was on top of that bakery. Yeah, I used to visit there. Sometimes I go and pray there. And somebody is in his house. But I used to like going to pray there because of that bread that was under. You can't be sitting by a big anointing which has established churches in 80 countries and built one of the biggest churches and ministries in the world, and you are lacking power. Then you don't receive, you have not received what you should have received from here. Look, I've lived on top of a Chinese restaurant before. I never lacked Chinese food in those days. It's these days that I lack Chinese food, but in those days, I never lacked it. Bishop Eddie, do you remember those days?
I remember very.
Yes. My wife and I, in the beginning of our marriage, we were on top of a Chinese restaurant. When I say on top, our bedroom was on top of the restaurant. We used to order anything, and we had an arrangement with the restaurant that we don't pay, we just sign. And it will be added to some calculations that we never pay. You can imagine. How can I be living on top? People are coming from us and I'm staying on top. I never lack. That's when I discovered different things in the menu. I used to sit with my wife and say, what shall we order? It's free. And I would just, we just send them, yes. We need this. We need soup. We need this. We need rice. We need this. Oh. That's when I became a specialist. Because in the earlier days, I couldn't afford it. This one too, I wasn't paying. It was a provision. And here you are sitting on top. You are sitting on top of a spiritual Chinese restaurant. And you say you don't have rice to eat. And you are getting leaner in the spirit. Huh? Is it not somewhere? Then it means that what you have not taken advantage of what has been provided. And how are you supposed to take advantage? Look at it. 1 John 1:1. Sit down. I want you to listen to this. I'm ending with this, so this is the last few seconds, the last few minutes of this camp. Look at it. This is John speaking. John was anointed. Today, John's ministry, John is one of the topmost five authors in the whole world. John. This John. If not the topmost author. His writings have been published, distributed, sold more than any other human being on earth. His closest challengers are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Paul. There are five. John has been published on his own. Much more. They take the Gospels alone and publish them, the story of Jesus. Yes. No book, no writing ever. When John was writing, never knew that this would be the most widely circulated pamphlet in the whole world when he wrote it. You can't say he didn't become a worldwide phenomenon. He has. And I'm just about to quote him again. in the year 2018. Watch this. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard. Very good. Hear well. The Lord has spoken once, twice have I heard. That which we have seen. You see, you don't only hear, you see. You see. Then third one, that which we have looked upon. Which means that you look closely. You look in another way from the first scene. Because you can be by something great, you don't look in it. You can look with critical eyes. You can look with mocking eyes. You can look with fault-finding eyes. You can look with admiring eyes. You can look with faith-filled eyes. Depending on how you are looking. But John is saying, we looked upon in detail. Then, that which our hands have handled. We even made contact. Hands have been laid on you. Most of you have laid hands on you before. You can't say I've not laid hands on you before. Verse 3 is the one I want. But this is in brackets. This is into brackets. The 10,000, but this is into brackets. Verse 3. That which we have seen. That's what we minister. You don't minister what you haven't seen. You can't minister what you haven't seen. That's why you travel. That's why God took me to Korea. That's why he took me to Korea over and over and over and over. So that it took me 10 years to see certain things. That's why he's taking me to South America to see the harvest fields. To see big churches. To see ministries. To preach in churches. To Nigeria. To see ministries. That which we have seen. That's why we travel. If you don't know, I'm telling you. You can never do things you haven't seen. You will never do it. I've seen this somewhere. I must have seen it somewhere. If I did it, I must have seen it. On a video. The miracle service that I hold, I've seen it somewhere. That which I've seen. That you may also have fellowship with us. That which we have seen and heard. So you are actually not hearing, even though you've heard it before. Technically you've heard it. But you've not heard. Yeah. So all those who don't know how to select up. That's why Apostle Toss is here. Is he here somewhere? He has come with Makane selected camps. You see, it is only one message that can even change your life. Just one. You see, one day I was in my study about 3 a.m. and I was listening to preaching. I was lying down on a couch and I jumped up in the middle of the night. My ministry changed. Yes. In my house, I jumped. I started to walk up and down like that. I started to walk up and down. My ministry changed. It's changing. You see, and I can see the changes and the movements. Yes. It's not everything I say. I say only parts. Most you think you know, you don't know anything. When I open a veil, you say, I didn't know. You didn't know. You don't. Yes. The one you've been told is good enough. You can't be here a year from now and be telling us you have 40 members. You can't be here from now and be telling us that your income is not able to pay this and to do this. And you can't be here having the same pastor at the same level financially. Everything is the same. What is masturbation? What is pornography? It will bow before you. Yes. What you have seen and what you have heard. And what is homosexuality? It will bow before you. Basically, people have not heard. I'll tell you, if you ask me, I want to give you one thing that you need. Even without the Bible, I would actually put the Bible down and take the message, because the messages will have, I listen to things that have the word in them. In fact, I notice that when I'm listening to people preaching, I'm waiting for the scripture. I'm waiting for the scripture of what this story is about to see whether I can get what the scripture is. Because I would have the scripture in the preaching. The Bible needs pastors and prophets and teachers. Otherwise, there would not be teachers. Why do you need teacher if the thing is already teachable? You need it. You need it. Why would you need a teacher? Why would God send pastors and teachers if you can just teach yourself? He said, I gave gifts to men. And the gift that I gave you is the gift of teachers, prophets, ministers. And that's what we are listening to. So I just want to say that, you know, I can see that people could have gone up. There are certain messages when you listen, that's the end. If it gets into you, finish. You'll be a preacher. Yes. And you know what? People start to comment about your preaching. Yes. You see, my son Joshua, who will not be preaching if he was not listening. He has listened when he was not with me. He was listening. And I'm sure he's listening still. But if he had not been listening, it's not a post. You see, one thing you will notice our church, we don't do too much family, this is my family, so this and that. You notice, if you look carefully, if you have eyes to see. If you are in the family and you want to also, it's open for you. But people would even comment. One time somebody said to me, he said, no, I thought it was just because of your son. But when I sat there and I listened, I realized that, oh, this one is a real thing. I can see there's something really there. But you see, of the different time that he was telling me, he was listening to this, you can hear from the comment of somebody who is deep into the hearing things. Yeah. And doing. Yeah. Luke 2, 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple. Amazing. They found Jesus in the temple. What was Jesus doing in the temple? Hearing them. And asking them questions. You see, there is no entrance of the word. You see, I can see. You see, when the rain falls, there's a rain that can go deep into you, even to the point where you get sick. But look, have you noticed that it's been raining some light rains here? And it's like, oh, Charlie, you are not rain. Go to Liberia and see real rain. Put my scripture back. It came to pass they found Jesus doing what? Hearing and asking questions. There are questions you will ask. That question will be, so what verse is this? So why is he saying this? What is he talking about for a long time? What's he trying to say? Look at it. Verse 47. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding. So something was going deeper into Jesus. Verse 48. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, why have you dealt thus with us? Your father and I have sought this sorrowing. Verse 49. And he said to them, how is it that you sought me? Do you not know that I must be about my father's business? You see, my father's business is hearing and trying to go deeper to understand more. That is the father's business. He was in the temple hearing the thing, trying to let the thing go deeper. That's the father's business. He wasn't winning souls. He was hearing. You see somebody say you are called. You say you want to be a minister. You say you want to work for God. And hearing is like, because you don't even ask questions. If you ask questions, because what I have preached, if you think about it and you meditate in it, you see that it's taking you wide and deep. It's not just news. Sometimes when I think of some of the messages I've preached, and you can see that I preach this and I preach this and I preach this. Like I preach at camp, the hour shall wait for thee. The first time I preached it, because of the people that were there, I didn't preach the real message. The hour shall wait for thee. So I just preach it because it's just a theme. So I preach something. Then I preach it again. The hour shall wait for thee. Just a couple of weeks ago. People don't go deep. Don't hear. The father's business, you are not about your father's business if you are not hearing and asking questions. That's how you, and you can see this one is going to be a real man of God. Hearing and asking questions. Hearing and asking. Do you know how many questions I asked? You know the questions I asked? Who is it who even saw me a few days ago and said he was reading a book on Amplify Your Ministry with Miracles? All the questions that I had about healing. That's why it took me so long to get into healing. I have so many questions. Why is this one not healed? What about those who pray? So can a pastor not be feeling well and also pray for the sick? So what about those who die? What about those who are in the hospital? Why is everybody not healed? There are so many questions which are not answered, which I had to answer to be able to receive healing anointing. Yes, I had to answer. I had to answer deeper and deeper. That's why when God called Joshua, he called him, he said in Joshua 1, if you start from, let's say, verse 5, Joshua 1, nobody will stand before you. You'll be a great man of God. Okay? Very good. As I was with Moses, you will see that I'm powerful too with you. Verse 6. Okay, be strong, okay? All right. Be strong. Good courage. Okay? Don't be afraid. Okay, verse 7. Okay, be strong. You see, I was with Moses. Okay? Don't turn away from the word at all. Okay? All these are vague words. Verse 8. Then he starts to come to the real work of Joshua. He never mentioned any military campaign or any strategy to invade any city. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Meditate therein. So it's like it shall not depart out of the mouth. It's like it is going to be all the time with you and in you. In your mouth, you are eating it. Yes. Meditate day in day. And God, there are many questions about the word. Oh, there are many questions. I mean, there are so many questions that are stars, angels. Because it says one third of the stars were put down. He said, I saw an angel standing in the sun. Jesus himself, is he the bright and morning star? Is that Venus? Is it Jesus? Is that where Jesus is? That's Venus on this side here. Could it be Jesus? That's why nobody can go there. I mean, a lot of questions. Where is God? Who is God? What's happening? What's the anointing? Oral Roberts, he preached. If you meditate, you start seeing. He preached 1960s. 1966, he stopped doing crusades. He just died recently. He turned into an educationist and did a university. You have to ask questions. You will go through meditation. What is it meaning? You know what? These are people God worked with. Great people. I met his son. Recently, I met his son. I said, oh, can we talk? He said, oh, let me go upstairs and talk. I sat with him. I asked him detailed questions. I sat down with him twice. I want to know more, asking questions and hearing. Yes. What did he say? He
said, your dad makes me talk.
That's what he said. I see. That's what he said about me. Okay. Yeah. You are not deep. The deeper you are, that's the work of God. I have to be about my father's business. Hearing and asking questions in the temple. Hearing messages and asking questions about these messages and going into the scriptures to find out what the message is, this an answer, and asking more questions I just listen to it and say, oh, I know Bishop. Whatever. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know anything. Even the people sitting here who even see, don't know so many. If I open a curtain, and you just drop down dead and say, what? You just open a curtain, you just drop down dead. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. I have seen that people don't receive. They are around, but they don't receive. They don't receive. And that's why they don't. Look, you guys, you listen to messages far more than your fathers. Because of technology. Technology has made it easier for you. That's why you are more pornography generation than your fathers. Your fathers don't have problem with pornography. So technology, but not spirituality, has made you listen to more messages. It's technology that has made you listen to messages, but not spirituality and zeal. So you have listened to more messages and are more connected almost by chance, the chance of the technology, but not because of your determination for ministry. That's the truth. Is it not true? It's like it's just easy. You just press it and it's playing. After all, what else should I do? But those who are going to receive the power and walk in the power are those who are going to do what Jesus was doing. Sitting in the temple, hearing and asking questions. Lord John said, that which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which we've looked upon, that which we had time to follow for 3 years. We took 3 years off our life. And followed this thing for 3 years. We took it off our life. 3 years of my life as a fisherman. 3 years of my career. I followed this man. Went here, Caesarea here, Jerusalem. This, our life was threatened. I had time to listen. Time to be with Jesus. Time to hear him talking. Of course you receive something. Of course you receive something. That's why you see, let me take some of my successful pastors. Let's take Bishop Obi. He'll come. Where is he? He'll just come. No. Stop. You see now? It shows you are not spiritual. It shows you are not sensitive to the spirit. It shows you are not sensitive to the spirit. He used to follow me. Come. He'll come here. Okay, I'm coming here. I hear you are here. I'm coming there. I hear you are coming there. To sit down, to talk, to ask questions. You ask questions. And you see that's all in my culture. When you see your father, you don't talk. Your culture is a bad culture. Your culture, you don't talk when you see your father. Look at Jesus Christ sitting in the temple with seniors when he was a child, hearing and asking questions. And you say, our culture, we don't ask questions. So you see people, you are having the title reverend, the title pastor. We might as well give you the title Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or some other title. You don't receive no NATO. And you see somebody with a querying, searching, not critical, querying, searching, seeking mind. Of course. The day that it's entered him, the day that he came to, you see, he just spent his money to come to Malaysia. I have been invited. My ticket was paid for. He was not invited. And he just bought it. I'll come with you. I walk with him. My heart is like this. We walk outside. Let's go. We walk together in the garden. You remember?
Yes, Bishop.
Yeah, we walk outside in the garden. In the evening, it was like this. We were walking together. Huh?
In the middle of the night, after the preaching, hopefully it was dark. We're walking by a golf course.
Yeah. That's it. Walking, talking about what?
We're talking about the ministry. I was asking you that. So, what must I do to be able to end, to actually come full time? And you explained to me that I must lose something. And that was it. I must lose something.
I told you in the middle of the night.
Yes, Bishop.
Why did he come? He's seeking. He's seeking for something. So, oh, we couldn't make it for the convention. We have to go and show a MAC register. We have to go and mark a register to show him that we came. Let's take our face to show him that we attended the program. I'm here. Have you seen me? Are you a baboon? Let's go and smile. Let's take a picture so that you see that we came. He's building 7 cathedrals in Kenya. cathedrals with members. Did you come with some of your members? Yes. Yes. All of them are like that. All those who do it, they behave like him. All behave like him. This year, in the last few weeks, I was in Australia. That one, I told him to come. I wanted to discuss something with him. I said, come to Australia. I want to see you there. Then I was there and I saw, he said, he's coming to where? Barbados. I was there and I saw that he has come. From Kenya to Barbados. So, I know you are here. So, then you'll be in the hotel room. Then we'll be talking. That which we have seen, we look upon. You see something, look upon something. And see that something is actually something that you can't imagine that it is. People are not like that, though. You see, all those who receive something are in the same behavior pattern. All. Those who don't receive it, you see, ask, they listen. But nothing goes deeper. Why would him tell him, this book, you shall meditate. You think about it. There's no anointing without meditation and thinking. And there's no meditation without asking questions. Joshua 1. And you shall observe to do it. Of course, when I told him, you have to lose something. Because everybody loses something. I said, you will lose something. You will. Is that what I told you?
Yes, so I will lose something. Because I think that's what I didn't want. To lose. And that was what was holding me back. So that one word released me. Once I accepted that I was going to lose, it was easy to go on missions. I went back straight away. It was much easier. I struggled for 2 years to try and dismantle the business or try all sorts of things. But
because Calvin's. Is he? Come here. He's a Kenyan. He's a Kenyan. He will not be here. Will he be here?
Not at all. I will not be here if not for Bishop Obi. If not for him. He's the one who asked me to come to the Bible school. And I was not really interested. I didn't want to come at all. But he told me, you have to come. You have to go to the Bible school. So that's when I told him.
You were a sinner.
Too much. Too much. I was one of the ringleaders of the campus where I was. I was one of the ringleaders of those who organized a strike. And this, we wanted even to ban the school. And one of my campus mates, is called Douglas, is here. When it got to a point that we were going out on riot, I was one of the first people who threw the stone on the curse, just breaking the curse. But when I came to Nairobi, I met Bishop Obi. He's the one who helped me to know Christ. And I'm always grateful. Anytime I see him in Ghana, I say, Bishop, because of you, I'm saved. My life has been changed. And it's not the same at all when he asked me to come to the Bible school.
Yes. He was a criminal. People don't bear fruit. It's just talking yap, 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 yap and saying amen, hallelujah. We love you, Bishop. We love his fans. But no meditators. And lookers, receivers, and hearers. Me, I hear. When you see me in anointing, you should know that something I've heard that has entered me is what I'm saying. Oh, yes. With questions. I have more questions than you. I have more questions than you. Questions is a sign of intelligence, and it's a sign of a meditator. Because you are meditating, questions come up that you don't have answers for. Why is this? Why is this? Why is this? Why are you not reacting to this? Why did you allow this one to play? So, brothers and sisters, remember what you have received and heard. And start receiving more. Start receiving more. All those who receive are like this. All those who receive are like this. They follow, they look, they hear, they search, They look for it. They pay the price as Jesus' disciples, 3 years of their future was taken away. 3 years. Yes. It was one of the lay pastors. It would have ended up as all the lay pastors. Or you'd just be saying, oh, okay. Okay, God, you know, we had somebody who went to London, started a church. We had somebody in New York. We had somebody here. We had somebody. We never have anybody in Kenya. We have nobody, nothing. It's all become nothing. He was a good pastor. He was a good person. People have been sent on mission, but they are not after their father's business. You say you are a teacher now. You say you are doing business. You are not after your father's business. The business of soaking messages. Soaking. You see, I'm talking here. I'm just ending and cutting short. I can continue with you for many days. You know it. You know it. If you tell the truth, you know. I have many things to say. I'm cutting it short. Because you have to go and look and hear. Is it me? Do you know that live meetings and recorded meetings, I prefer recorded to live. I receive more listening to message than live. Live, I just see it as an event. But like this message. Oh, I mean, if you are spiritual, there's not almost, you even consider, if you have not, like, it's almost nothing. True. Like, if you are a spiritual person, you consider that, oh, and I've seen what I have to go and listen to. That's all. Basically, you've just come to get to write your homework to go. It's not, you can't receive much sitting here in 1 hour if you have heard a message. You can hear news. So, no clapping. Don't clap. These are not time to clap. I'm telling you why you are not receiving the big anointing. Look at it. Big, big power and anointing here. Just look at it. Look at where you are staying. Yes. It's a wonder. It's a blessing. It's like a resort. Spiritual resort with curses for those who are coming to trying to use this place to make money or do something else. Yeah. And we are using it. There's no white elephant here. There's no white elephant on this campus. And used things, useless things that have been built for show. There's nothing like that here. So, my friends, I tell you, a time for you to take much. Me, I've received, though. I've received, and I'm receiving. When I started to listen to Derek Prince, I started to receive. I started to listen to Kenneth Hagin. I started to receive. Fred Price. I started to receive. Different people. When you see me that I'm listening to something, oh, you know, you wonder whether I'm just into repetition. You think, don't I know there are other things? I know what to do to receive, not to just know of things, to know of the existence of topics. If you came to this camp, all you have is to know of the existence of topics. You just know the topics. That's all. You know the existence of certain topics. That's about it. I can't lie to you. It's nice you came. But for those who receive, you see it in their lives. All of them are the same. All rich countries are the same. All poor countries are the same. Ghana is the same as Togo, Liberia, Guinea, Senegal. Or all our soccer teams are the same. All our presidents are similar. All our leaders are similar. All our ministers are similar. Our ways are similar. All successful nations are similar. All successful soccer nations are similar. All have similar leagues, similar this, everything. All ministers of a set. I am similar to somebody like Bishop Oyedepo. In terms of even listening, you hear him mentioning. You hear him mentioning this. I listen. I receive. Yeah, he'll tell you. I went to the mountain to discover the secrets of Ezekiel. For 3 days and night, I was there to discover the secrets of Ezekiel. He went to a place, he was told that a Copeland slept here. He said, I'm sleeping in that room. I'm sleeping on that bed, me and my wife. And in the middle of the night, God spoke to him. And he got up and said, I can never be poor again. Yes, that's it. You don't believe things. People are receiving, handling, holding, touching. So, honestly, if you came here and you are listening or you are watching, I'm telling you, you are just hearing topics or things you should perhaps listen to. Like, not listen to again. Soak in. That's why we use the word soak in. People don't soak in things. That's why you don't have any power spirit on you. Grace. Grace and anointing. You are receiving topics. Even sometimes. This all you have come here to do is to get topics. So, let us go from here and decide to change your way of listening. There is a tape that I listened to. That is not the one that I was listening to when I received the anointing. It's called The Greater One in You. I listened to it more than 100 times, maybe 200 times. It was my favorite. When I put it on, I feel happy. That happiness made me put it on. And he speaks in tongues in the message at the end for a long time. I don't know why I like that part too. I just feel happy. He was talking about something to do with pastors. That you will make it. And I was happy. I used to listen to it over and over. Over and over. The one I was listening to when the power of God came on me, it was something I've heard before. I've heard before. Over and over. I knew the story when he started, but I still put it. I know the stories. Some of you, when I'm preaching, you know the story. You even want to blurt out the story. How silly. Instead of shutting up to hear the thing well, what you think you know, you were not there. You were not there. If you know what I'm saying, why don't you bear the fruit? If you know it, or why don't you bear the fruit? Where is your fruit? So, as you see me here, there's multicolored, I just saw it, different, God has shown me many times, different mantles, like with different colors. It goes down. Different ones from different things. Different ones from different people. Yeah. He has even showed me somebody before, and then he showed me a sign which says, stop. Receive this person up to here and stop. I've seen a red sign with the white in the middle. I was following somebody and I saw the sign, stop. Follow this person up to here and stop. Don't follow beyond here. Oh, yes. You are not a, because he knew that when I start following this person, it will go to that point. And I saw it clear, a bridge with a sign, stop. And at the end of the bridge was another, stop. Don't follow. Because he knows I'm a hard follower. Hard. Some of the people who have come to the school and done exams are the most empty-headed, anointing-free Coca-Cola, empty Coca-Cola bottles you can find on earth. Yes. Anointing-free, empty-headed Coca-Cola bottles without Coke that you can find. They know nothing of the ministry. That's why when they go and they stand there, nothing comes forth. Because you see, when you are anointed and you speak, people get saved, they change. They start changing, they start following. You see, when I told him, you must lose something, a top businessman, somebody who can give you thousands of pounds, not somebody, he can give me. Just say, oh, Bishop, God bless you, thousands of pounds. He was a rich man. I told him, you will lose something. On the golf course, there was power in those words. Power. I said, you will lose something. It moved him out of his life and moved him into a new life. That's why I respect the Makane. It has such power to change people's lives. They can't resist the power. There's some power in it. When you are anointed there, people will follow you. They give up things. They join. They listen. They come. It's not news. It's what you have heard. We looked it. We received. That is what we are also ministering. I'm only ministering what I've received. I'm only ministering what I've received. And you are also ministering what you've received. You can do better. You can do better. I don't call myself a businessman. If this was a business, it may be one of the most successful businesses in the country without a drop of debt. Not this fake business which are up to their throats with neck with debt. So, as we go from here, you know, I really pray that, you know, what can I do? I can only preach to encourage you to work for God. Because I'll save a certain number, you two save some number, you two save some number, you two save some number. Look at this man who was destroying a school, organizing routes, fire, breaking things, destroying, till Jesus arrests him. Wow. Is it not amazing? Yeah. So I pray for you that you will start to, says Psalm 62 verse 11. Once have I heard. Once God has spoken once. Twice I've heard. Yeah. So the hearing is far more than the speaking. Yes. Far more. So go home and start. Eh? Go home and start. Start to be like those who soak in. You can be in a room the whole day soaking messages. The whole day. The whole day. The whole. It's not news from Sunday. News from Sunday. No. The whole day. You can be soaking and see that. You get power and revelation because the word has power. What did he say? We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power. The gospel, the word is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The word is the power. This is the power that is coming as I'm preaching it. We are not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power that can save people. So when I said to him, you lose something. I didn't say it with a strong voice like this. I just said, you lose something. There's no other way. Bishop Intefo, the same thing. I told him, you will lose. Dash your hospital. It's valueless. Dash it away and just serve God. That was what brought him to serve God. I hope you are listening to me. Yeah. And you want to do what I'm saying? Between 25 and 50 is your chance. If you don't do it between 25 and 50, you're not likely to do it. Olen, come. Your father is a pastor. What did he tell you? Come, stand here. What did he tell you when you went to South Africa?
During my time in South Africa now, I was sitting with him and just asking him questions. He was talking about his life and how he got saved and entered ministry and that. So I asked him, because he never advanced very far in ministry. So I asked him, what does he think is the reason that he didn't really make it ministry-wise? Because I always used to wonder why he would cry when I come to Ghana. The first time I came, he was crying at the airport. Now when I came again, he was just weeping. When I call home from Ghana, he weeps and cries when he just hears my voice. And when he said that the reason he gave for not making it in the ministry was that he missed his season. He's now 68 years old. And he said that there was a time, he was 20, in his early 20s, when he knew he had to enter the ministry. But he got caught up in politics. He got caught up in money, in business, in different things. And he missed his season. Those were his words. I missed my season. I missed the time that I had to do what I had to do for God. And I can't reverse it. So he even began to become emotional in that moment again, as he was saying it. And when he said it, I realized every time I call, he thinks of himself that he never did. He never went. He always said, I need to go to, his heart is in Kuruman. He wants to go to Kuruman in South Africa. He always said, I have to go and preach there. I have to go. I have to go to the Northern Cape. I need to go there. I've heard that we have.
And you came to Ghana.
I came to Ghana.
And why?
Because I was also listening to messages. At the time, I just discovered Daddy's ministry. And I was anything on the web.
How did you discover my ministry?
I was at work, and there's a website called Tubidy. So I was like,
called what?
Tubidy.
Tubidy.
Tubidy, yes. Tubidy. Oh, you pronounce it Tubidy. Okay. Tubidy. Tubidy. I was looking for a funny video, some practical jokes or something.
You were looking for jokes.
For jokes. And but as I opened the website, immediately the first thing that caught my eye was, he that wins a soul is wise. And I felt, what could this be? Because immediately something caught, it started pulling me. So I downloaded the video. And that's why I saw your name for the very first time. This was in 2014, just 2 months after I got married. I saw your name for the first time. Dagwood Mills. I said, who's this man? Listen, he wins a soul is wise. I felt, this is what I've been looking for as a young Christian. I've been looking for something like this. And I put your name in the search engine, and I searched it, and many more short clips, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they came up like that. Then I said, there must be more. So I went on Google, put your name on Google. Then I saw the website. I said, how is it possible that I don't know this person? All of this, I went to the archives, saw the 2012 homecoming, 2013, all these things were there. Downloaded everything. I even got in trouble at work. My boss came and called me one day and said, who's Dagwood Mills? I said, yeah, it's someone that I'm listening to. He said, you have spent all the time and data downloading so many things. I almost had my own Macane. It was 32 gigabytes of just messages I downloaded. I would sit at work and listen and listen and listen, and through the website is where I really felt got the connection. I would be on the website.
And you decided to do what?
I listened to a camp called Mission South Africa. And I actually gave the messages, the videos to Jess, my wife, as well. She was. We were just in the house. Every day we would talk. Did you hear what Bishop said today? Hey, Bishop said in this thing. Bishop said this. Everything was Bishop said this. So I was listening to the camp in Mission South Africa. And as we were listening, I think we were driving even. And I heard Bishop say, you South Africans, you never come out of your country. Where have you seen a South African plant churches anywhere? Come to Ghana. Come to Anakazo. That's all. I knew this was God. I told Jess, this is God speaking.
You went to the university.
I went to the University of Johannesburg, yes. I studied entrepreneurial management.
Entrepreneur. It's a word salad.
Yes. And my wife did audiology at the University of Cape Town. So we were there, and I had come to Ghana. We had bought our car. We each had a car, but it was a loan. Loans. We had bought a house. We had, in South African terms, we were living the life. We didn't sell it. We gave it away. Our furniture, we had bought everything cash inside the house. So we blessed. There were different pastors that were living nearby that we saw. They didn't. This one doesn't have a couch. This one doesn't. So we sold all our furniture and things to them. And not sold. Gave all of our furniture and things to them. Everything in the house, we cut all up. And then we started the process of coming to Ghana. It took us about a year. We went to Sesheho Crusades. I was actually, Daddy was preaching, and you say, I need a Jesus and two soldiers. And I ran up the stage. I have the video of that message. You were preaching, you were holding. I was smiling as a soldier more than anything, because it's like, the man I've been soaking for the last 2 years, this is the person touching my hand. Oh, I was enjoying. But when Daddy said, come to Ghana, we started packing
everything. Actions. Yes. Actions. Yeah. You see why people don't become anything? Even though you are listening, you see that he was listening more. Deeper. Yes. And it changed his life. And then actions came in. Not just listening to, as if you are listening to the news. Yeah. That's how people's lives are changed. And his father, the old prophet, you see, they can see this one is moving by the Spirit. It makes them weep. It makes them want to call you to come close to them. Because when you come close to them, you remind them of everything they believe in and all that they really believe in their heart. Yeah, I want to be like this. I wish I had done. Why didn't I do this? And if you don't take it, they will tell you a test to destroy you. When you were coming, was your father happy?
He was not happy at all. He was even telling me, why are you not building yourself up first in your job and all that before you leave? I said, but that is rather entangling. Don't go to Ghana. What is in Ghana? You know that we've killed foreigners in South Africa. If you go there, what will they do with you? Oh, he was giving me plenty. Do you know what? Is it developed? And nothing. He was just saying, no, don't go, don't go.
Hey. You will not change until you soak to a certain level. And then you act. You act. You act. That's when I told this one, I said, you will lose something. And he decided to lose something. And as soon as he lost the things, he was able to enter. Thank God. All his children are here serving the Lord. You not easily get your children to serve God. And on the story goes. Everybody standing. Jeremiah 13, verse 17. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. If you will not what? Hear it, my soul shall do what? Weep in secret places for your pride. Why do people not soak in messages? Pride. Oh, I know him. I know this. I know that. It's pride. Amen. Pride. Oh, I know this. I was watching Bishop Oyedepo preaching at the International Pastors Conference. Just a few people. International, open to the whole world. Just a few people. And I was thinking, the man with the largest congregation in the world. Pastors are not flocking to come to listen. Huh? I was just looking at it. Not long ago, now. Just a few people. Somebody was 100,000, 400,000 people coming to church on Sunday morning. People, the pastor are not flocking. Just a church hall with just people, most empty seats like that. It was just talking. I was asking. As I'm soaking the same message over and over, and I just look, I said, pastors, hey, we are proud. That's why people don't have anointing. People don't have anointing. Do you think I can do what I'm doing if I don't have anointing? There's no way. Pastors, I said, if you will not hearken, put my scripture, my soul will weep for you in secret places. And my eye will weep sore and run down with tears. Because the Lord's flock is carried away. All your congregations will not see the congregations you are supposed to have. So, let us go out of this place with a mind to hear that which we have seen, that which we have heard. That's you. You are what you've heard and what you've seen and what you act upon. Your life is basically what you hear, what you see, and what you act upon. Don't be proud towards me. Don't be proud towards me. I said, don't be proud towards me. Yes. And don't be proud towards God's honorable servants who he shows to you that, look at my servant here. Listen to him. Follow him. Don't be big towards them. He says, if you are proud, my heart will weep. You will not hear it. My soul will weep. You don't hear it. My soul will weep. I will cry for you in secret places. Verse 18. Say to the king and queen, humble yourselves. Sit down. Sit down. Humble yourself and sit down. Second Kings 17, verse 14. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks. Like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe. Notwithstanding what? They would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. Proverbs 28, verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing. He that turneth his ear away from hearing. Oh, you're not getting the message. Oh. I say, are you getting it? He that turns his ear away, he that stops listening, he that doesn't listen, he that listens and stops listening, he that turneth his ear away from hearing, even his prayers shall be an abomination. Things don't work at all when you turn, and you see, it is you who have turned your ear away, because you say, oh, I know this one. Turn your ear. You should only not hear when, unless the Lord says don't hear. Like he showed me, listen to this man up to a point. Don't follow it fully. Because he knows me. Once I start to follow you, you never see the end of me. I'm too hard a follower. I have too many questions to ask. Bishop Oyedepo said he wants his church to grow. And he said he wants to be blessed by the largest church in the world, Yonggi-cho. He didn't have enough books. He got a book on Yonggi-cho's, one of Yonggi-cho's books, and he made photocopies and shared to all his pastors and gave it to them. Go and study this and come back in 2 weeks. Let us see what we are missing in our church. Let's do what? See what we are missing. Let's study this and see what we are missing. This is the type of person who becomes great. That's not how people listen. That's not how people read books. We don't photocopy books and share and let's analyze and discuss and see what we are missing. Do you ever look for what you are missing? Do you ever stand and see, what am I missing? What aspect have I not gotten right? I mean, that's how we say, everybody who is a certain way, very great in a certain way, that's how they are. That's exactly how they are. They photocopy and share all the pastors. All pastors, look at it. Study it. Let us see what we are missing in the church work. How can you be a great man of God? You're just listening to messages as if it's news. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8. All things are full of labor, and man cannot hear it, utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. You see, the ear can never be filled with hearing. Hearing can never end. It says the eye is not satisfied with seeing, and the ear is not filled with hearing. You will never have heard enough that you can't hear again. The ear cannot be filled. Ears cannot be filled. That's what the Bible says. The ear cannot be filled with hearing. Hearing never ends. Hearing never ends. I am more an ardent hearer of messages from when in 1988 I was receiving and listening to Kenneth Hagin. More. It's only sometimes I turn it off in the night. So maybe it may affect my sleep because I don't want to sleep less than the amount of hours I'm supposed to sleep. More. Sometimes I can suspend my device in mid-air. I must continue at this place. No, I'm in my 50s. I was 25 years old when I received that anointing. I'm in my 30 years later. The ear is not filled. My ears have not yet filled. And yours are filled already, and you turn away your ear from hearing. My ears are not filled. Yours are filled. You can see. You can see. It's what you have seen and read and heard and you do. That's you. That's ministry. That's serving God. That's preaching the gospel. That's becoming a great person in God. Many people are not spiritual. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. I was in the spirit in the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice. You see, sometimes you listen to messages and you are not in the spirit. That's why you hear, but you don't hear. Then at another time you hear and you are in the spirit. Then that same message that you hear when you are in the spirit suddenly starts to become like metallic rain that is coming on you because you are now in the spirit. Says, I was in the spirit and then I heard a voice. It's the same message, the same person, but you are not spiritual. When you are listening and watching, you are just carnal. Sometimes you are sitting here, you are sleepy. Sometimes you are sitting, you are tired. Sometimes you are hearing, but you are not hearing. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. So you need to put on your messages. That's why it's good to have these messages on when you are praying. Yes. Kama shutala masetala. Sometimes this is when I look at what I'm preaching on Sunday. Sometimes my Sunday message is like a camp message. Sundays, because it's not a brief what have you. It's like a whole crusade. Yes. The ear is not filled. Is your ear full? But how come you turn away your... It says that he who turns his ear away from hearing, even his prayers are not going to work again. Oh, I'm not reading Bible verses. Are these Bible verses? Yeah. I pray that your life will be receiving something greater. Yes, greater. Kama shito satele melebelebe. You see, some people they come around, and all that you feel is that hey, we have. You know, we can dance, but or you can say, hey, your service is long ago. Hey, you can stand though. That's all you get. You stand here and you are hearing pure words. Words that can change your life. 2 Peter 1:17. But he received from God the Father. He received from God the Father. What did he receive from God the Father? Honor and glory. When did he receive? When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. You see, when the voice came to him, that was it. The day that I heard, from today, you can teach. The day I saw the vision, write a book. I was in Elmina when the Lord said, plant churches in Ghana. Yeah, even though we had tried to have churches, plant churches in Ghana now. We are building hundreds of churches in Ghana. Hundreds. Every town, every village, we will not leave them at all. We're not leaving any town for any part. Yeah. One day I was in a vision and a lion was chasing me. I was running around the house like that. I was running around. Then the Lord showed me a boy's quarters with somebody in the boy's quarters. And I should run into that house. When I ran into that house, he told me, this person will help you. This person in this room will help you. Escape here. Yeah. He showed me. He speaks to me. I hear his voice. And I follow him. And I come to green pastures. Go, escape here. Because the lion was serious. And I was running for my life. It was in the evening. He speaks to you. And he says you, no action. You not act on it. When he shows you the bus quarters to run into, not run there. When he shows you the boys' quarters, at this boys' quarters, you have to go in here. You will see somebody who will help you there. Wow. And you not follow it. You not follow it. How can you do well? When the voice comes to you and you don't believe and you don't follow little things and big things, how can you ever amount to anything except you see and you hear from God? He received honor and glory when there came such a voice to him. A voice, such a message. There are messages and there are messages. I hope you are listening. Hebrews 3:15. Today, if you will hear, if you will what? If you will. If you will hear. Anita, I don't know if you will hear or if you will expose yourself to. If you hear, don't harden. Hebrews 4:2. The word which they heard did not benefit them because they did not believe, they did not act, they did not obey it. So hearing is your master key. I say everything about you is hearing. Please don't walk on the road with earphones. Please, it's very dangerous. I know somebody was knocked down by a train with earphones. Don't walk on the street with earphones. Is it clear? You can't know when something is happening. It's only when you are in a safe condition that you'll be putting on these things. Very dangerous. Please take it, a word of wisdom right away. I know somebody, a child was knocked down by a train in Accra. A train or a car with earphones, knee here. A train, it was a train. Hebrews 4:2. The word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard. So people are hearing, but it's not working. You get what I'm saying? They are hearing, but it's not working. We had a program, Give Thyself Holy. We told them, do not leave. Do not leave in the night. Do not leave now. We announced it. We said, don't go now, please. They went. They had an accident on the way. Somebody died. Yeah. And injured. We said, don't go. Don't drive this. My father said, don't drive this. Don't borrow money. They don't believe all these things. How can you receive great things from God and become great when you are not exposing yourself to hearing and just taking things and doing them? When I heard Bishop Odepo saying that they photocopied the book and shared it to pastors to say, and the question was, what are we missing? What are we missing? Great people, man, they are wonderful. One of the things you see, the pride is not there. What are we missing? Wow. I must be about my father's business. And what's my father's business? Hearing and asking questions. The ear cannot be filled. It's been 30 years I've been listening to messages. It's still not full. I'm waiting to finish preaching and go back to my room and put on the message again and continue. I was listening this morning. I was listening yesterday. I was listening, and I was catching things. Some of the things I listened, I came to share with you. I'm very happy. You don't know. I'm receiving all the time. You are sitting there. When I preach, you see that it's powerful. So, yeah. I'll be laughing in my head. You don't know. I'll be receiving. That which we have heard, we declare. There are some of my messages, if you are to preach them, people will think you are 50 years old, even though you are 19. You say, hey. That's why people call a small girl pastor. Where's baby Jet? Where's baby Jet? Come here. How old are you? 23, come. Small girl, they'll be calling her. People. She has more than 100 people in her church. They'll be calling her. What do they call you? LP.
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 Alps.
Alps. Small girl. Are there boys in your church?
Yes, Bishop.
Girls?
Yes, Daddy.
Are there big people?
Some of them are older than me and much taller than me.
Some are taller?
Much taller.
Older?
Yes, Daddy.
You talk to them?
Yes, Daddy.
Do you counsel them?
Yes, Daddy.
Do you do marriage counseling?
Not yet, no.
There's no married person in your church?
No, not yet.
No one is married. Receive grace to have married people in your church. If you're a small girl, you people will be listening because the words you are speaking, they are very powerful. Do you listen to messages?
Yes, Daddy.
A lot?
Yes, Daddy.
Messages like what?
I listen to the recent camps. I've listened to Candle in the Dark over and over again.
You listen to Candle in the Dark over and over?
Yeah.
How many times?
Countless.
Countless. Count. Don't try to increase. The voice is naturally soft. It can't go up. So you spoil your microphone. You listen to Candle in the Dark how many times?
Countless times. Over and over.
Over and over and over. That's how we listen to messages. Candle in the Dark.
Yes, Daddy.
Why? You want to be a candle in the dark?
Yes, Daddy. I really do.
Wow. Do you think people should listen to this camp over and over?
Daddy, can't wait to go and listen again and again.
That's how people become powerful. I'm sure her church is bigger than her father's church. Does your father have a church?
Yes, Daddy.
I don't want to ask you whether your church is bigger than your father, in case he's watching. He's my baby Jet. Yes. He's moving. Pastoring. Winning souls. You see them following her flocks. Do they follow you to the car or where you are going?
Yes, Daddy.
Why do they follow you? They are seeing you off.
Yeah, I can't get rid of them.
You can't get rid of them?
Yes, Daddy.
Like they love you?
I guess.
Why are they following you? You give them words of wisdom.
I don't know, and sometimes we're just talking and fellowshipping, and sometimes my parents will come and pick me, and they're just like, what are all these people doing around the car?
Your father will come and pick you, then they all come around the car.
Yes, Daddy.
Because your daddy has come to pick you to home, isn't it?
Yeah.
To go home. Yeah. And your flocks surround the car.
Yes, Daddy.
And they'll be saying what, LP?
Yes, Daddy.
Yes. Fruits from soaking again and again. It's not news, it's soaking. And ask, do you ask questions when you are listening to preaching?
Yes.
What questions do you ask?
One of the questions that I asked is the difference between having a gift and having the anointing. I was just talking to my sister about faith on the way here on the plane, and I asked her about prayer and why and how God answers them and things like that, and she was helping me.
She was asking questions, the difference between anointing and a gift. Do you see why you are not anointed? When was the last time you asked a question, what's the difference between anointing and a gift? And what other question?
Faith. Yes, faith.
What were you asking about faith? Has the question been answered at the camp?
Yes, Daddy. I was asking her about prayer, and I was saying that sometimes it feels like when we pray, God answers. He already had his way, and he does it anyway, regardless of the prayer. So how do you know how to pray in order to change or direct or attract the love of God and attract the power of God in that specific area?
When was the last time you were asking such questions? That's why she has more than 100 members in the church. Over 100. People are following her at her age. How old were you when you became a pastor?
I just turned 21 a few days before.
21. You became a pastor of 21, yes. Instead of celebrating birthday with cakes and whatever, she was celebrating as being a pastor, asking questions. So I hope you are seeing why. Yeah. I'll ask, so why did Oral Roberts stop his crusade in 1966? Why did he start a university? Why did he join the Presby Church? Why didn't he join a Pentecostal church? Why did this one do this? Why did Billy Graham speak in tongues? So why did he win so many? So what about T.L. Osborne? What about the type of crusade T.L. Osborne had and Billy Graham? I have so many questions. What about Benny Hinn and Catherine Kuhlman? Wow. I have many questions. Do you have questions? That's the work of God. This law shall not depart. You shall meditate. You'll be thinking and praying, thinking. And the thing is going deeper. And you are becoming anointed. Then you've passed an exam in the school, an Akaso Bible school. You've passed exam by the skin of your teeth. Even your teeth doesn't have skin. And you've passed. You've passed transform, loyalty. You don't really know it. Yes. When you meet an orangu, then you see, hey, this is why this book was written. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Ask God for a hearing ear and a seeing eye. A hearing ear and a seeing eye. That when you are here and you are hearing, you actually hear. And when you are seeing, you actually see. You see. You see.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.